Look.
I just can't believe that it came to this.
We knew they were having financial issues, but I never thought that he would do anything like this.
It's because he didn't.
I wish that he would have come to me. I wish he would have reached out.
This was a professional hit. Muzzle impressions were made after the fact. Made it look point blank, like the father did it. Cops missed it.
And you know that how?
That's how I would have done it.
So why didn't the shooter kill Teresa?
That part I can't explain. But why she hasn't shown up anywhere else.
I'll track down a recent address for the aunt and uncle in Brooklyn Heights. They might know what kind of trouble Whitaker was in.
I got a lead on another kid who might know her whereabouts. Sealed juvie record on Teresa. Seems she was picked up with an older boy for vandalism. Deacon Page. Since has been popped multiple times for shoplifting, carrying a concealed weapon.
So if Teresa didn't go to family, maybe she went to friends.
But we don't know how much time Teresa has left. Might need a little help, Finch.
Hello, Arthur Bellinger, Liberty State Mutual. Elizabeth Whitaker?
Yes?
We wrote the term life policies for Grant Whitaker. You and your husband, Eric, are listed as next of kin?
Ex-husband. The divorce went through last year. Come in.
Thank you.
Yeah, in cases like this involving prolonged legal investigation, it can take some time to settle out.
I'm surprised my brother-in-law even kept up payments on life insurance. Does this mean that they're going to stop searching for Teresa? Her body, I mean?
The police have concluded their investigation. You weren't satisfied?
No, it's just... We buried an empty coffin. They said that the current would have taken her body. And I was hoping that maybe it would bring her home. I'm sorry, this is just dredging up some really difficult memories.
Not at all. I can only imagine.